genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ from 10 to 11 o'clock, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting their idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting subject, no two of which are related. My first guest is the senior writer at the Sunlight Foundation, a nonprofit covering influence in politics. He explained why President Obama's appointment of William Daley as the White House chief of staff is a bad decision for the American people. My next guest is the senior manager for communications of at the Consumer Electronics Show, happening right now in Las Vegas, Nevada. The CES is the largest electronic show of its kind, and it showcases the latest technologies soon to hit retail stores. Shelves. We'll discuss what's hot and what's not in the 2011 Computer Electronics Show. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Sarah Myers, as I said, is the senior manager of communications for the Consumer Electronics Show. She joins us from the show of the floor of the CES. Just some fun facts to know and share. There are some 20,000 new products launched at CES each and every year. Over the past few years, some of the notable ones have been the VCR back in 1970, CD player back in 1981, HDTV in 1998, and satellite radio in the year 2000. The CES draws more than 120,000 attendees, and if you were to walk the entire length of the show floor, you would walk the equivalent of a half marathon, approximately 13 miles. Welcome to the show, Sarah. How are you today?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And how are your feet after walking all those 13 miles on the CES show floor?
You know, I have to say it's the start of day two, and I can already feel it in my feet. But that's okay. That means it's a successful show.
That's good. It means you're covering it from end to end, which we like, and that's why I'm anxious to hear the report that you've got. I would love to be there. The buzz has probably got to be very exciting, almost palpable. So just based on the mood there on the show floor, tell us, is it more upbeat or less upbeat than it was in 2010?
Oh, my gosh. It's just the enthusiasm on the show floor is palpable. I'm here in the press room at CES, and we have about 5,000 bloggers and media, actually, that come to the show. And it's been buzzing since the doors opened this morning. You know, yesterday I was on the show floor, walking the show floor, and just the oohs and the ahs throughout the crowd. It was just really exciting to see. I think everybody's really excited moving into 2011. I think we're going to see a surge in purchases in consumer technology products, and I think it's going to, you know, reinforce the strength of the economy.
Oh, good. Well, we certainly need to reinforce the strength of the economy. So I'm glad to see that vendors and buyers are interested in what's going on there. Now, as I look at the news reports that I see from this Consumer Electronics Show, tablet computers, definitely the stars of the 2011 CES. So tell us, what's new and exciting in tablet computing products? What are you seeing there that's catching your interest?
I mean, it's so exciting. Actually, we've had 80 tablets launched from the CES show floor, which is absolutely amazing, and it's obviously going to be a category that just soars into 2011 and then also into 2012. Motorola has made a big splash with their Zoom. Also, Samsung's Galaxy Tab, LG has made big announcements, Panasonic as well. And, you know, what we're seeing now are the features in these tablets are being improved. So where you didn't have a camcorder or even a 5-megapixel camera installed, now you do. You're even seeing tablets now that have flip-out keyboards. So it's really about just taking the product and making it better. And it's also about portability. You know, you're able now to just easily just put a tablet into, you know, your bag or just hold it. It's really light, and you can access your information. You can send emails just from anywhere, wherever you are.
Oh, I mean, that is very cool. Expand on some of these features that you were talking about, in particular with the Motorola Zoom. That has a built-in camera that captures not only stills, but doesn't it also capture video?
It absolutely does. And you know what? We were at the Verizon keynote yesterday, and they had someone from Google come on stage and actually do, and Motorola as well, and do a tutorial of the Zoom. And it was amazing. And I'll tell you, I have been to all the keynotes at CES, and every demonstration that they were doing, we're getting applause because it looks so easy to use. There's a camcorder. There's chatting features. There's a 5-megapixel camera installed, which hasn't been seen before. So it's definitely, you know, shaking up the market.
No doubt about it. Tablets are where it's at. But when you look at the tablet market, it's interesting. The 700-pound gorilla in the room of tablet computing is actually not in the room. I'm referring, of course, to Apple, and they're absent from the CES this year, as they are all years. What can you say about Apple's presence on the show, even without them actually being at the show this year?
Well, you know, I mean, Apple made a splash with the iPad, and it also, they started a trend. They're a really innovative company. They're a member of CEA, actually, the association who produces CES. And while they're not at the show, we do have a section of the show floor called the iLounge. And this features a very large exhibit on the show floor. It's 50,000 net square feet of accessories and products for the Apple products. So your iPad, your iPhone, and Mac-related products. We have 200 companies in that space this year.
Wow, that's incredible. And just continuing on the theme of the iPad for just a moment, Comcast made a big announcement at the show, I think it was yesterday, about streaming their content, their cable TV content, to the iPad. Is that going to be a real opportunity for Comcast? And is it a threat to the satellite companies and other internet providers?
You know what? I think what that shows is just advancements in being able to have consumers access their content anywhere that they are. So I think Comcast's announcement was critically important because I think a lot of folks are going to follow suit. And again, it's all about being able to access your content wherever you are. It's about content sharing. It's about not just downloading something on one device and not being able to transfer it. You know, if you own the content, you should be able to watch the content wherever you are.
That makes sense to me. We're talking to Sarah Myers, everybody. She is the Senior Manager of Communications for the Consumer Electronics Show. She's actually reporting to us from the newsroom, the press room there at the CES. Now, we've been talking about tablet computers. I want to switch gears for just a moment here, but stay in the realm of video. Cisco and John Chambers made a big announcement yesterday about a new set-top box. Of course, Cisco got into the set-top box by buying out Scientific Atlanta, and they're going to try to help cable providers maintain some control over the televisions in the living room. What is this new device, and how does it work that Cisco just announced?
Well, you know what you said, it got a tremendous amount of buzz, and I was actually really disappointed because I wasn't able to be there for the announcement.
Oh.
But it was a packed house, and you know, John Chambers has spoken at CES numerous times, and every time they make incredible announcements. And I was actually just talking to a colleague, and you know, the focus of Chambers' announcement was really they want their consumers to be connected and have video at the heart of where they are. So their media gateway, it's an IP set-top box. And I believe it's called the VideoScape Media Suite. So it's definitely been getting a lot of buzz. You know, Cisco, as you know, is based in California, and it's a big leader in the industry. So we were happy to have him there, and obviously very happy that he made the announcement at CES. It's a great place to make that kind of announcement.
Well, John Chambers is historically one of the most optimistic CEOs that there is in corporate America, and I was excited to see him upbeat not only about the product, but also upbeat about the economy as well. So
yeah,
that,
absolutely.
That is always a good thing to see. All right, and I know you want to get to a couple of things, but before we get to yours, one last thing, and then we'll come to you. And that is the announcements made by the mobile carriers, particularly Verizon, Sprint, about the increased speed that we're starting to see in wireless communications. We're migrating now in this country finally to G4 technology. What's the buzz on the floor about the increased mobility speeds?
Well, I can tell you the buzz is positive. You know, even at the Verizon keynote yesterday, Seidenberg was talking about now how it's their goal to just make everything as fast as humanly possible. And you know what? They're going to do it, I think. They were talking about how, you know, back in the day, it would honestly take 4.5 hours to download a high-definition video. And now it's going to take 4 minutes. And that's just really reinforcing just how innovative companies like Verizon are. They had a lot of partners come up on stage, one being Time Warner, one being Google and Motorola. And it just illustrates how all of these companies are partnering together to make sure that they're bringing the content into the devices for consumers to be able to access it.
All right. We're talking to Sarah Myers, everybody. She's the Senior Manager of Communications for the Consumer Electronics Show. Sarah, break it down for some of my listeners who don't really understand baud rate and all of that kind of stuff. What is it going to mean to them on a practical level that they have faster ability to download stuff onto their portable devices?
Honestly, it just means a better user experience. So, I mean, we've all had that where you're trying to download a file and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. This is literally just a touch of a button and you're waiting a couple of seconds and then all of a sudden you have the movie that you wanted to download or you have the presentation that you wanted to download and you can download it from anywhere. And that's what's really important is that you want to be able to not just find a hotspot, you want to be able to download these content products anywhere that you are. And each year it's getting faster and it's getting better. And, you know, Verizon was saying that they want to connect the entire United States. And I think they're going to do it.
Well, I hope that they do. I mean, we need the competition there. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, you've been walking around. You've done all 13 miles of the exhibit floor and checking out all the different products. What are you seeing that's exciting you? Where's the buzz coming from that has most piqued your interest?
Well, you know, we talked about tablets. I think that's one of the major trends in the show floor. Also getting a lot of buzz is 3D. 3D TVs, which, again, are on the show floor in a large presence. But what's really neat this year is we're seeing improved 3D accessories, so improved glasses that are lighter, that are cheaper, lower in price point, and also that can be utilized across different platforms, so across different televisions. You don't just need a Samsung glasses to watch a Samsung TV. We're also seeing 3D technology that does not utilize glasses, and I think that's a really important trend to pay attention to.
Now that is, all of a sudden you've piqued my interest with that, Sarah, because I was about to question you on that and challenge you a little bit and say, come on, Sarah, nobody 3D, that was from the 1950s, and nobody liked wearing those disposable glasses anyway. But now you've piqued my interest, so there are 3D units out there that do not require the glasses. How are they being received?
Very, very positively. In fact, in about in a half an hour, I'm going to go do a tour of the show floor and see some of those product demonstrations up close and personal because it looks amazing. And we're getting a lot of buzz about that, especially around the press room. I'm hearing a lot of people talk about that.
All right.
And, you know, it's also about making 3D a feature in home entertainment. So we're seeing 3D Blu-ray players, 3D in gaming as well. So I definitely think moving into 2011, 3D is going to become a large trend in consumer home entertainment.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. You're right. I would agree with you. 3D has already made its impact felt on the movie industry. Last year, if you take a look at the movie industry, receipts at the box office were actually up. They were due in large part to the fact that there were a lot of 3D movies that came out last year, and theater owners can charge a little bit more for 3D movies than they can for a regular 2D movie. I think without the 3D movies, the movie industry would have been flat to maybe even down, and it was 3D that saved it there. So you believe that moving into the home is going to have the same effect for consumer electronics at the home level too, Sarah?
I do. You know, it's the next logical step. As you were saying, it really took off in the movie industry, and I think it's the next logical step to just bring it into the home as well.
Okay, that makes sense. We're talking to Sarah Myers, everybody. She's the Senior Manager of Communications at the Consumer Electronics Show. Sarah, what else is out there that might pique some of the interest of my listeners?
Well, in terms of just, you know, sort of off-the-wall products that I think are really, really neat, I came across a pair of ski goggles yesterday, and I'm a skier, that had a built-in HD camcorder. And the goggles look exactly like regular ski goggles, and it actually records your run down the slopes. It has an SD card, so all you do is come back from the day of skiing, plug it in, and you can see your runs, which I thought was really neat and just sort of reinforces the product categories that are on the show floor.
I think that's very cool. That's very cool. What trends are we starting to see in home consumer-grade video cameras and high-definition cameras? Are they continuing to be coming out faster, smaller, more affordable?
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at a Kodak HD camcorder yesterday, which was probably half the size of my mobile phone. And it's got that share button, which means that, you know, I can shoot video, press the share button, and I can automatically upload it to my Facebook page, to YouTube. It makes your experience just so much more simplified. It was really neat.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. This is a little bit more esoteric, but is there any buzz on the floor right now concerning the FCC's recent decision about net neutrality? And the reason that I ask this, because it particularly pertains to Verizon and Sprint and the companies we were talking about before. Any talk at all about the net neutrality, good, bad, or indifferent? Or people just said, okay, that's over, we're moving on to new things?
Well, you know what? Your timing on the question couldn't have been more perfect. The FCC chairman is actually speaking today at 1:30 about that subject. So I think we're going to have a lot of news coming out of that session. It starts runs from 1:30 to 2:30. So I think even from, you know, in the mid-afternoon, we're probably going to see some announcements come out from that.
All right. Well, we'll have to have you back on to figure out what he says and how that's going to impact the industry as well. We're talking to Sarah Myers, everybody, from the Consumer Electronics Show. Sarah, if you had to run out right now and pick the one item or maybe the two items that are going to make it first to consumer shelves, to retail store shelves, what do you think is going to make it first to the retailers?
Let's see. I mean, that's really tough because there's 20,000 products here. but I can tell you the tablets that I've seen, I think, are going to be on store shelves pretty shortly within 2011, and I think they're going to cause a lot of buzz.
Oh, that's great. We've been talking to Sarah Myers, everybody, the Senior Manager of Communications for Consumer Electronics Show that's happening right now in Las Vegas. We're getting an up-to-date report of what's actually happening there on the show floor. Sarah, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Take care.